How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Joe Rex Road, how are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing okay, but your Apple ID password has been reset. What's up with that?
I don't know. Did you reset your password?
No.
Did Katie or any of the kids?
That may not be good.
And then when you see those, like, I hope to see, like, the JG, blah, 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 then you know it's like a fake email, but it actually says apple.id@id.apple.com, so that's probably real, right?
Maybe. I'd look at it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Somebody tried to steal my Apple ID the other day from, like, Thailand. I shut them down.
Really? So you've had that? I had someone from Moscow tried to steal my Twitter account?
It's an inside job. People are trying to take over Robbie and Rex Road. Jeez. Michelle's doing it from the six. It's unbelievable. What's going on here?
Oh, man. That's true.
Michelle, how are you?
Doing
evil
well.
Genius in there.
Yes.
I was telling Robbie, Joe, before he got here, I just started the HBO Lakers winning series. Actually so good.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I'm very disappointed I haven't started it yet. So it's living up to the hype for you?
Yeah, the way it's made, the actors talk to the camera, like that third person, and usually I don't like that. I think it's kind of weird, but it actually works for this.
Like Deadpool?
Yeah. And
breaking that third wall?
Yeah, right. Which is like weird, but I think it works for it. And if you want a new show, go watch it. I highly recommend.
And by the way, based on the book written by former Tennessean sports writer Jeff Pearlman.
That's right.
Which I haven't read either, but I heard that was awesome too. So.
John C.
Reilly. Go right
it,
to the movie.
He?
Yeah.
A lot of Mike Honcho talk this week from John C. Reilly.
That's right. Mike Honcho had like a 500-foot home run last night too, by the way, for the Vols.
Check the bats.
Yep. Got that sweet bat back in there.
Oh, man.
There's some Vol Twitter people, by the way.
Oh, really going well with it. Yeah.
So I sometimes go on with Russell Smith in Knoxville, and someone yesterday tweeted at him and said, "Hey, Russell, your guy Rex Rowe thinks they're cheaters." And I'm like, "Based on what?" And he showed me the headline. I'm like, "So you haven't read it?" "No." "Okay, sure."
Yeah, Vandy Joe. He's
go
back
away.
At it again.
That's right. GB Joe, you're out. Vandy Joe, you're in.
Speaking of the Lakers, by the way, shout out to the L.A. Lakers for missing the playoffs this season. As Joe holds up his "shh, no one cares" mug this morning.
I brought this in just for you.
Thank you.
I thought that said "shh, no calories" for a second
when
I looked
that.
Over here.
That would be a crappy mug.
We've seen this coming for a while now, but now that the Lakers are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Are they out of
done? Yeah, they're done. Like they don't even have a chance to make the play-in game. They're done. It's pretty incredible. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony don't even make the playoffs in the Western Conference.
Rob,
which, by the way, the Western Conference is not good. So,
well,
the bottom part of it.
Well, yeah, like it gets soft at the bottom. So, Rob Pelinka is still the GM.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the fact that you we said it when it happened, and I know there's a lot more to this. There's a ton, to this, but. The bottom line is you can't invest resources in you surround LeBron James with shooters. You don't go get Russell Westbrook. It makes no sense at all.
So stupid.
It never made sense. and we see how it turns out. You know where Rob Pelinka played college basketball, don't you?
I don't.
Rob Pelinka was the little shooting guard with the Fab Five.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah. He actually was a pretty good three-point shooter.
Wow.
And he's got to go. I'm sorry, Rob. You got to go.
I think Vogel's going to get the boot.
I think he probably will.
Vogel did. Oh, I thought that was official. He hasn't. Yeah, that's definitely happening.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, like, is crazy. LeBron coming back? I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, when LeBron went there, a lot of the talk was, well, this is sort of, this works for him. He wants to get into, you know, entertainment. He's in a lot of stuff that makes total sense to live in L.A., right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can still be in all that stuff and, like, play in another city. I guess like you said, Bronny, what's up with Bronny?
He's at least a few years out. I don't know.
That just might not work out, man. But LeBron's still playing at a high level.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's not been the problem this year.
It's actually incredible the level he's playing.
Yeah.
And you would totally lose that in the terrible season the Lakers are having.
Yeah. Big win for the Preds last night. They get it done 6-2 against the Minnesota Wild. Ryan Johansson, his first career hat trick in his 774th NHL game. So Johansson scores a hat trick last night. Roman Josi with 3 points last night. Philip Tomasino with 3 points last night as well. And the Predators, thanks in large part to their special teams last night, they get it done 6-2. 47 saves from UC Saros last night as well. Wasn't perfect, but it was a big win last night as the Predators take down what going into the game was the hottest team in the NHL. Big win for the Preds last night at Bridgestone.
I mean, is it a good idea for these teams to play again before the playoffs? Because there might be some bloodied fists.
Might be.
Holy cow. Where did that come from? Is this the new – could this be like the new Ducks to the Preds?
Could be.
They don't have like the great – like the ideal villains like the Ducks used to have. But, man, these teams clearly don't like each other.
No. I mean, Borowiecki getting two fights last night? He had two.
Take a day when you come back from injury. Like, take a day.
Just chill, dude. Yeah.
You know, without just the hands flying all over the place. But that's what he does.
He does. Does it well, too. He's very good at it.
He does.
I will say, and I said this a few weeks ago, and I had some people text me like, hey, are you sure? I said it. I think the Predators match up really well against the Minnesota Wild. And this is now 3 games they've played against the Wild, and they've outscored them 17-6. Not saying that just directly translates to if the Predators play the Wild in the playoffs, they're going to win, but I like the matchup for the Predators against Minnesota. 17-6, 3 games.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Why is that? Explain it to me.
Well, I just think they are more physical than Minnesota is, and I think they have enough speed to keep up with them. And I think Minnesota's more skilled. I mean, you have Zuccarello and Fiala and all these different guys out there, obviously Kaprizov, and he scored his 40th of the year last night, so they're certainly dangerous. I don't really think their defense corps is all that good, and I think the Predators are fast enough to keep up with them, and they're more physical. That's why I like the matchup.
Sabres beat the Hurricanes last night,
Yeah, they did. The Buffalo, man.
Red hot Sabres.
Buffalo would have played this way the whole year. They'd be the President's Trophy winner.
Right? Man. How about, you know, Johansson getting second star, by the way?
Well, the goalie did make 47 saves, but yeah. The hat trick, yeah. Yes.
I feel like hat trick should be auto, shouldn't it? If the goalie doesn't get a shutout, not that Saros wasn't great. I'm not saying that at all, but I don't know. Just thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. What's the guy got to do to get number
what
one
do you
star?
Need, yeah, you know, what do you need
now,
to
maybe
do?
The vote was probably already in because he scored the last one six seconds left.
Yes.
But that's when somebody's going to be like, hey, let's change
yeah,
this.
Yeah, let's go ahead and yeah. let's just make an executive decision right here.
Because, like, if you would have – I know the vote was in at that time because I voted on these things before and I know when they have to be in. So if there's 5 seconds left, he's got two goals. Like, at that point, if it's two goals for Johansson, I probably would have given Saros the number one star.
Yeah, that's fine.
When it turns to three – somebody's going to be like, hey, let's switch this thing.
And you know, really what it comes down to is who's going to get interviewed by Kara Hammer.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Right after the – yeah. So, and frankly, I think Johansson probably would have enjoyed it more than UC Saros.
Yes, I think that's probably the case.
In general terms.
That is probably the case. It's a big night for him, though. I mean, the first two he scored, I mean, obviously the third one's an empty netter, and hey, you'll take it. It counts. By the way, the first time he scored 20 goals in a season as a member of the Nashville Predators, and he gets that with the empty netter. But the first two, they're just pretty. Like the redirections on the power play, Josi fires it, he redirects it, basically from in front of the crease there on the first one. And then the second one's from the high slot. That was beautiful redirection.
I mean, how many did the Wild have two guys on the ice? It was just like, here, you pass here, 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 and you're open. Oh, and here you go. Nice, easy goal. It was very pretty tic-tac-toe passing. And also, that's the three power play goal period, first time since 2006. How about that? Yeah. Tying a record.
Yeah. Dustin from Hopkinsville on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What a game last night. I went, took my teen daughters and one-year-old son. We had a blast. The first period was nuts. If this team plays like this through the playoffs, they will not be stopped. They're definitely not soft. First time I've seen them in person since they got bigger players, and I'm impressed. This is coming from Dustin from Hopkinsville. Soft is not a term you can throw out there with this Predators team, that's for sure.
No. And, of course, now you have the good result, and it's like, oh, what could they do in the playoffs? The next time they lose, are they going to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's within – you talk about that matchup with the Wild. You know, they're 4 points back of the Blues. It's still attainable.
It is.
It's, you know, 13 games to go. You still have a shot to get that if you know. I'm sometimes wary of the, oh, look what they did in the regular season against this team.
It doesn't
often translate, or doesn't always translate. But would you rather that or start with Calgary?
They got a better chance to beat Minnesota than they do Calgary. I'll put it to you that way. I think. Now, there are some people that could disagree with that, but I think they got a better chance to beat Minnesota than they do Calgary. Now, last night's game to me, and we'll get a little bit more into this here in just a few minutes, but last night's game to me is a pretty good example of why I think the Predators can be dangerous heading into the playoffs. When you have a power play that works like that, I mean, that was the difference of the game last night. It was a power play. Their power play was unstoppable in that first period. And when you're going that way, that can just make such a big difference. Like, I didn't think the Predators were bad 5-on-5 last night, but they weren't overly dangerous 5-on-5 either, I didn't think. With the power play, they were just next level. And that could be such a difference maker come playoff time. We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. John Hines made a move in the game last night that, let me raise my eyebrow a little bit. Could this be something that the Predators have found that works moving forward? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Right in front it came. 11 seconds remain. Predators get it out. Here's the feed for Johansson. He has the hat trick. And the Predators have a 6-2 advantage.
Well, really happy for Joey. I mean, he's done so many good things this year. I think he's obviously a big part of why we're having success this year and in the playoff race. I think he's having a great career year, I believe, and first hat trick and over 800 games, which is, you know, good for him. And you know, I just give a lot of credit to him. You know, we had a tough loss in Buffalo, and I just think his attitude in and around the rink and the type of teammate he is and you know, his presence and things like that. You know, I thought he led in the right way prior to the game, but I also thought he stepped up, you know, in the game today and made a big difference for us.
That was John Hines after the game last night. The Preds win 6-2 against the Minnesota Wild. First career hat trick for Ryan Johansson last night, and big win for the Predators. Now at 84 points on the season. Just some lineup changes made last night as well that I thought were pretty interesting. You looked at the top line, Philip Forsberg with Ryan Johansson, and Philip Tomasino moving up to the top line. Cunnan, Granlund, and Matt Duchene on the second line. And then, of course, you left the third line together. Cousins, McCarron, Luff to close out the forward group. Dante Fabbro back in there last night as well. You could see that made a pretty good difference for the Predators having him back in there.
Yeah, clear need there. Need filled, made the difference you hoped it would. Very interesting situation with the forwards. And just so I'm clear, this is purely a healthy scratch with Tolvanen.
I believe so.
There's no word on anything, any sort of ailment or anything. Yeah. So, I mean, we've been talking about Tolvanen a lot, and also talking about what would Tomasino do? Well, how would he benefit possibly from moving up with the big boys? He benefited right away.
He had 3 points last night. The play he made, and everybody's going to look at it like it was an empty net goal. Who cares? The play he made to get Johansson the puck on the empty netter last night was pretty darn impressive. It's pretty good. I mean, I was surprised. I mean, we were talking about naming the line yesterday with Forsberg, Johansson, and Duchesne. That's out the window.
I had so many amazing ideas.
I'm sure you did.
So angry. Go back, John Hines.
But I was surprised they broke that trio up, really specifically that duo of Forsberg and Duchesne, because they've been so good together all year long. And I mean, it's hard to argue with the results, at least in the short term. Forsberg with 3 assists last night. By the way, Matt Duchesne's goal was filthy last night. Basically 1-on-4 coming into the zone and fires the crossbody shot, goes barred down. That was heck of a shot by Matt Duchesne last night.
That was sick, as the kids say. Right, Michelle?
Yep, yeah.
That's right. Thumbs up.
Correct.
They would on the six, they say sick.
That's right.
And the Forsberg whirly dervish before that to get him the puck. I mean, that was – so they were on the ice together then.
They were.
But
Forsberg went promptly to the bench after he – that's the best assist on the earth. Pass it. Give it to some guy. Just go to the bench.
And
watch him
just like, how the heck? But, I mean, that's got to be – I'm sure that's one of those things that's been like, gosh, they're so good together. They play out – they feed off each other so well. But what if you had one of the – both of them playing individually so well too – what if you had one of each of those guys on, you know, on each line? What is that going to mean? So, I don't know. You have a like great result first time out. I mean, this could also be like a 3-game thing and go back, but it's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting and kind of under the radar. I mean, Matt Duchesne, a couple of points last night. I think he's now at 72. It's a new career high for Matt Duchesne as well. So, officially, a career season for Matt Duchesne here. He had reached 70 twice in his career before. He was at 70 heading into the game last night. A couple of points. Now it's 72 points. So officially a career high in points for Matt Duchesne last night. Roman Josi with 3 assists. A goal and 2 assists. Now 1 away from Paul Kariya's points record for single season points by a Preds player.
And I'm quoting Vingan's Twitter feed from last night, but that's also the most by a defenseman in a long time.
Since he passed Brent Burns, so I think the salary cap era was 83. And now that he has passed Brent Burns, he's at 84 for the first time, I think since the early 90s, somebody's had 84 points as a defenseman in the league. Pretty impressive. And he's not done.
And back, you know, 100's back in play.
It is.
It's back in play.
Keep racking up those, which, by the way, I believe – this is now, I think I saw a stat last night where it's his 11th game this year with at least 3 points in a game. And you start going down that list, I mean, you run back into the Paul Coffees and the Bobby Orrs of the world on that list.
Yeah.
So he's back at it. He had a couple of games where there was no points for Roman Josi, and last night he had 3. He probably could have had 4 or 5 last night with the way he played. I mean, basically, the stat that jumps out to me from last night and what you need to know about the Preds' power play right now, I think they had 4 minutes and 31 seconds of power play time, and Roman Josi had 4 minutes and 31 seconds of power play time. That kind of tells you what you need to know.
Yeah. So his goal was with the second unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Just stay out there.
Just stay out there, Roman. You're good, man. You're good. Well, speaking of Josi, too, I mean, this week has been – The Athletic, there's many other outlets, but I can say from the Athletic perspective, my gosh, is the pushing of Roman Josi for Norris happening at theathletic.com. I mean, and you know, so Vingan and Peter Baugh, who covers Colorado for us, did the whole Makar Josi point counterpoint. But before that, Pierre LeBrun had the poll of GM or no coaches. Poll of coaches, and Josi won.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it was close, but yeah,
close, but still, I mean, I was surprised to see that.
I was too.
To me, all this stuff serves to, and even last night, Steve Levy talking about Josi. Was he trying to win the Norris tonight? Like he's in there now.
Oh,
like it's like, you know, it's not just like Nashville saying, "Wow, Josi should be considered." I mean, it's league wide. It's very close.
Well, he's forcing people to pay attention.
Right.
Like if you just said that, if you've been under the mindset that, well, it's just McCarr's award this year, you are now being forced to watch what's happening here. And look, Cale Makar is great. He keeps scoring goals left and right, too. I think the coach's kind of poll thing that Pierre LeBrun did at The Athletic opened my eyes a little bit of kind of how people view this. Because obviously we're here, we watch Roman Yossi play every night. But the point that continually got brought up in that piece, which I think is a good one, is like, where would the Predators be without Roman Yossi?
Yes.
Wouldn't be very good. Where would the Avalanche be without Cale Makar? They wouldn't be anywhere near as good, but they'd still a pretty darn good team without Cale Makar.
It's interesting. But see, here's the thing. The problem with that is a good – I mean, that's a good way to look at it, I think. But they also don't vote on the Norris.
No.
And there's still a lot of lazy voters who are just like, best team, best player, okay, thank you.
Yep.
And that's it. And that's all it is. And so that's still – the problem for Yossi in this, the only real, like, to me, you get to 20 goals, and especially, like, if you get to 100 points, that's got to be, that's one of those things where it's like, how do you possibly ignore that? But still, he's going to be on these short lists of all-time defensemen scoring anyway. He's already there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a historic season that we're seeing out of Roman Yossi. It's incredible to watch what he's doing. Aaron on the text line says, is Yossi for Hart gaining some steam?
There's some people who have put him – he's going to be on some ballots for sure.
He's going to be on some ballots. I don't know that he's got a real chance to win it. I mean, Austin Matthews is going to end up scoring like 65 goals. And, oh, by the way, Connor McDavid has like a 14-game point streak and has like 30 points over that span. Now, people have just kind of like – I think there's some Connor McDavid fatigue going on. It's just Connor.
I don't
McDavid.
Think he's going to win it either.
He may not. I think it's going to be Matthews.
Yeah. For those rock solid Maple Leafs.
Yeah. By the way, great game from him last night. Up 5-1, lose 7-6. Those comeback kids down there in Florida are pretty darn good.
Amazing.
But that was the most Maple Leafs thing I think I've ever seen. But look, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Elliot Friedman was on Smashville Live last week with Max Herz, and he basically said, you know, Yossi's in his top three right now, not for Norris, for Hart.
Yeah.
So I don't think that he's going to be alone there. I would still question Yossi's chances to win that. But honestly, as a defenseman, even being in that conversation kind of tells you a lot about the season he's having.
Yeah, there's also – yeah, no question. He's going to get some mention, some consideration. You do go through – I know I'm trying to find this. There was some comment in the LeBrun story by a coach. I'm like, so you don't watch hockey? I know you're an NHL coach, but you don't watch hockey?
Yeah.
What, it was something like, well, you know, Yossi is down there in a lot of situations. Like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? But that's the thing. Like, some of them didn't even have him in their top three.
Yeah.
But some of them didn't have Makar in their top three too. So, I don't know. You're gonna find some just wacky voters, and no matter what group you decide to poll.
I don't think there's any question about that. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Another big-time deal for a wide receiver in the NFL as well. We'll get to that coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Will in Kentucky texting in says, I couldn't tell there was a hockey game in the first period. I'm okay with this. Would love to see the Wild in the playoffs. It was kind of fight night to start the first period last night.
Yeah. Did you get the sense the Wild thought they needed to send a message? Like they wanted to, you know, be the aggressor and say, okay, well, you know, we're not going to put up with your crap.
I kind of did.
Yeah. It's tough when that's the directive. You're the hottest team in the league and you lose 6-2.
Yeah. It's not good. Probably not the way they need to play. Just throwing it out.
A little bit humbling.
I don't know. We'll see if the Predators, all of a sudden, a first-round matchup with the Wild doesn't look so bad. Now, I get it. It's one game. It's a different team now with Fleury in there. Now, I think some people have gone a little overboard with Fleury being in there. Like, he's, you know, prime Martin Brodeur coming back in right now. Yeah. He's like 39 years old. So
yeah, he's up there.
Yeah. You know,
still good.
He's still very, very good, but I wouldn't just freak out if you're a Predators fan about Marc-Andre Fleury being in net.
Yeah, don't hand him the cup.
Yeah. So, Saros last night, 47 saves. I thought a couple in the second period were really good. A couple point blank looks for the Wild
Hartman.
In the third period as well.
He robbed Hartman.
He did rob Hartman. I mean, I thought he was really good last night. Now, it's another game where you're looking at kind of the workload for him of, all right, it's 47 saves he had to make last night, and we're getting down the stretch here where he's already played a ton of hockey, but I thought an impressive response from him last night. I thought he looked really sharp. I tweeted kind of in the middle of the third period there, he looks like he's feeling it tonight, to which a couple of Preds fans saved the tweet in case things went poorly, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show here on the program. But I just thought he was dialed in. He looked really good last night. Maybe not number one star good when somebody scores a hat trick, but he looked good.
He probably, you know, it's probably a good vote. I'm just saying, you know. The late switcheroo with the hat trick probably makes sense. But, no, I mean, that's a very encouraging outing for the Preds and for Saros. Because there's just been some nights where he's looked not terrible, but just average, okay, decent. And this team still, even when this team's playing really well, and it played very well last night, but it can't have a decent Saros. It needs, last night's Saros.
Yeah.
You do that, you got a chance to win. You got a formula to win this spring.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe, an early morning deal in the NFL. This doesn't happen very often while we're on the air, but it did this time around. Stephon Diggs signing a 4-year, $104 million extension with the Buffalo Bills. That includes $70 million that is guaranteed. So Buffalo holding on to Stephon Diggs, 4 years, $104 million extension. That's roughly $26 million a year, somewhere around that number.
That's exactly $26 million a year.
That
by my math.
Hendersonville High School math coming to fruition there. So another big deal for a wide receiver. And as Adam Schefter, who broke this news, points out, mega wide receiver deals keep on coming. Tyreek Hill got $72.2 million guaranteed. Devontae Adams got $65 million guaranteed. And now Stephon Diggs gets $70 million guaranteed as well. Another good day for young wide receivers across the league. Metcalf, Brown, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. This is coming from Adam Schefter. So another good day where if you're A.J. Brown, you're sitting back saying, ooh, yeah, just keep on handing this money out if you're all these wide receivers around the league.
I would agree, although, I mean, this deal makes sense to me. Like, again, like it's the Christian Kirk deals where you're like, what?
Yep.
Are you throwing the market out of whack? This, to me, is not an out-of-whack market set or anything like that. It's about right. And, really, you know, what really matters in the NFL contracts, it's the guaranteed money. But if you want to go by, you know, annual pay, you know, $26 million, I mean, you are talking about a guy here with 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons, almost 2,800 yards, 230 catches, almost 2,800 yards, and 18 touchdowns the past 2 years for Buffalo.
Yep.
That's big-time production. Now, he's 28, so he's a little bit older, but still, 28 is the start of your athletic prime.
It is.
Maybe not in the NFL, but that's still, you know, he's still got good football ahead of him. So, I mean, that's like Stephon Diggs getting that. So I would look at that and say, okay, so A.J. Brown maybe would slot in a little bit behind that, which, you know, I think it's fair. Again, I'm 23 to 25 is my range.
It is kind of amazing to me that Devontae Adams got $65 million guaranteed, and then 2 weeks later, Hill and Diggs are making more money than he is.
Right, more guaranteed
more
money.
More guaranteed money.
That is, yeah. It's not right, but it's the NFL.
That's what happens. You set the market, and that's how it goes after that.
And then there's a lot of like, okay, well, I want a little bit more than that, yep. You know, when it's your turn, when you're that kind of player. And he is, yeah, you know, honestly, I think we were talking the other day, like, best receivers in the league and going through them. I mean, I don't think we mentioned Stephon Diggs, which is a pretty big oversight. He's pretty great.
I'm sure we missed a couple other two.
Well, probably.
On the fly.
Could be.
But yeah, I mean, he's a great player. He's been great for Buffalo, and obviously, I mean, that QB receiver combo, if you're the Bills, you feel pretty good about right now with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. How do you think John Robinson's feeling this morning as he wakes up and sees that there's another big wide receiver deal in the NFL?
Well, again, I don't think this one is going to be like smacking him in the face. Like this one makes sense to me. Like, if I'm John Robinson, I would expect Stephon Diggs to be in the mid-20s. 70 guaranteed is a big number. But, yeah, this actually falls into the range that you would expect. I mean, look at some of these other deals, and then compare them and the players to what Jacksonville did with Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, again, Jacksonville just kind of stands out there for different reasons. They really stick out like a sore thumb this league.
Well, I'm really interested in, you know, Schefter brought this up in his tweet. Obviously, here locally, we're spending a lot of time on A.J. Brown and what this is all going to mean for him. I'm really interested to see where, like, the Deebo Samuel part of this comes down. Just because of what he does, he's a great blocker, obviously a really good receiver, and he basically turned into a running back last year too. Like, I'm really interested to see what that next contract for Deebo Samuel looks like, because there's no one quite like him in the NFL.
Yeah, that's interesting. It reminds me a little bit of like when Le'Veon Bell, you know, was trying to get paid more, and he was noticing how running backs are getting devalued. He was like, "I'm not a running back; I'm a weapon."
Yeah,
I'm a receiver and a running back. And I guess if you're Deebo Samuel, if you flip it around, then people could be like, "Oh, you're a running back? Okay, we can pay you a little bit less then." But obviously, not really. I mean, he's such a versatile player. That is going to be really interesting. And he's a great receiver too, but he hasn't had like the big receiver production. How old is Deebo Samuel? I mean, so he's 26. Yeah, he's just a really, and you know, the thing with him, and this is obviously what you'd say on the other side of the table, is, well, our offense has accentuated you. Now, he did, I mean, 77 for 1405, 6 touchdowns. That's pretty good. Not to mention, you throw in, you know, 59 carries, 365 yards, and 8 more that way. It's just,
he scored 14 total touchdowns, and I mean, you're talking about almost 1,800 yards from scrimmage this year from Deebo Samuel.
At 26.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's going to be – that's a really interesting situation. I mean, yeah, like if that's what you are as a receiver alone, 18 per catch this year, 18.2 per catch.
With Jimmy G,
it's just a massive – breakout year for him after, you know, of course he was hurt in 2020 and didn't, you know, barely play. He only played 7 games, had a good rookie year, but yeah, that's the kind of year that, boy, makes you a lot of money.
Trent on the text line says, what was the worst deal, Christian Kirk or Taysom Hill? That's coming from Trent and Dixon on the text line.
Those are two very good possibilities.
It's funny though, because
I'm going to go with Taysom probably.
Like, Christian Kirk, I think, is a good player.
He is a good player.
He's just not anywhere near that good. Like, he got paid so much money to be and he's an above average wide receiver. He's good. I mean, the Titans saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
He lit them up in that first game last year. He had 2 touchdowns in that game. He's really good. He's not Jacksonville Jaguars throwing Buku's money at him good.
Right. I mean, he's, you know, I mean, it's a good year. 77 for 982, 12 a catch, had 5 touchdowns. So he had 3 touchdowns the rest of the year.
Yeah.
After that. He's never been to 1,000 yards. He averages 12.3 per catch for his career. He's got 17 touchdowns in 4 seasons. I mean, it's good. You also get into the, with the other receivers they've had, well, especially one, although he got hurt this year, how much does that, you know, sometimes that can inflate what you are. But he's good. But, yeah, the money he got is just, what are you doing? 5'11", 200 pounds. He's 25. So maybe he goes to Jacksonville and becomes a star. He and Trevor Lawrence become one of the great connections in the league. It's possible.
It is.
But nothing that he's done so far would mandate that you pay him that much.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on wide receivers throughout the NFL. Also get to a big decision made by a Tennessee Vol yesterday. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Have you given any thought to your future and what's next for you?
With all due respect, he won't be answering any questions about his future today.
That's Josiah James after the NCAA tournament. Speaking on behalf of Kennedy Chandler, no decision made at that time on his future. But we talked about this yesterday, Joe, with Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel. It seemed like there started to be some momentum, and we looked at mock drafts in the NBA. And they had, saw one the other day that had Kennedy Chandler going, I think, 18th to San Antonio. He's been kind of in that 17 to 23, 24 range in the latest mock drafts that have come out in the NBA. And then yesterday, Kennedy Chandler making it official, coming out with a statement on social media, said he'll be a Vol for life, even though he's going to be there for 1 year. But Kennedy Chandler making it official that he's declaring for the 2022 NBA draft and hiring an agent as well. So it looks like Kennedy Chandler taking his talents to the NBA, and if you look at the mock drafts, look like he is going to be somewhere in the mid-round of the first round as a pick. So not a big surprise, but now official that Kennedy Chandler heading off to the NBA.
Yeah, you know, as time goes on, you know, you're like, well, gosh, maybe, you know, you could make the case. One, you could make the case that if he came back that he could go higher next year, that he could be a more prominent pick. And I think that would be possible. The bigger question always is, when you go in, are you built to stay? It's all about getting your second deal. And there are a lot of guys. I mean, you can go, really, there should be almost like a, just like we have like the transfer portal, there should be like an updated database on guys who leave early. And, well, I mean, in a lot of cases, there are guys who leave early, don't get into the league, you know, that, which is really sad. But a lot who do, who then don't stick. And the question of, in some cases, it's not the case. You know, in some cases, like, it's just how it is, and you do as much as you can in that period of time. But in some cases, if you waited a little bit, you would have been more prepared to hang in the league. Because, you know, look, there's new prospects every year, and people give up on players or cast them aside and things like that. Long story short, I don't think that's a problem with Kennedy Chandler. I think he's going to be a good NBA point guard. Is he going to be a star? I don't know about that. He's got to keep improving. Could he have benefited from coming back? Yeah, but I mean, put yourself in those shoes. You know, put yourself in those shoes. If you basically know you're going in the first round, which means you get a guaranteed 2-year deal with an option for a third, pretty hard to pass that up. And it's going to be fun to watch him grow, because I think his best basketball is absolutely ahead of him.
Yeah, and you could see him pretty obviously coming down the stretch at the end of the season. I mean, he was just a lot better. He's more comfortable. He played off the ball better. He shot the ball really well from three. And, I mean, you know this, in today's NBA, if you're a guard, you need to be able to shoot some threes. And Kennedy Chandler certainly showed that at the end of the season. So I'm not surprised that he's made this decision. Now the question is, if you're Tennessee, where do you go from here? Now that it's official and he's gone, you've got Zakai Ziegler coming back. By the way, Doug Edert in the transfer portal now. Maybe he ends up as a Vol. What do you think about that? Get Edert, that trio of Banks, Lee, and Edert leaving St. Peter's now in the transfer portal.
I did not see that Doug was in there.
Doug's in there, baby.
Well, you know, good for Doug. Yeah, that's not really what the Vols. Yeah, that's not really what the Vols need. But good luck, Doug. Keep the mustache. It's a huge NIL bonus to have the mustache. Like, no one would have talked about it. He's just another good player. Then he has the mustache, yeah. And everybody just can't stop talking about Doug Edert. Or Doug Edert, sorry. Yeah, so they've got to me, the Vols have to get into the portal. Because, you know, Zakai Ziegler, fantastic pickup, and he's a good player. And he's going to do a lot of the work, you know, next year at point guard, but you can't put it all on him. And I would not want to, if I was Rick Barnes, I would not want to bring Vescovy back to point guard. Vescovy came in a pinch. Remember, I mean, basically, and they just didn't have anything going at point guard. They brought him in. He had to play point guard basically for 2 years.
Yep.
And he did fine, but he's just much better off the ball, coming off screens, trying to get him shots. I mean, it makes everything else more dangerous for this team because the opponent last year, the top priority pretty much game after game was don't let Vescovy shoot. You put him at the point, and you just take away some of that. And he's just not – again, he's just better at that role. So, Ziegler, it's a huge find, and you feel this loss a lot less. But I don't think Ziegler is a 34-minute-a-game, just put the team on his back guy at this point.
I wouldn't think so either. To me, a lot of what Tennessee is going to look like next year is, number one, how many of these bigs stay that they have, and number two, how much development is there? Like, is Huntley Hatfield, is he going to be there? Is he going to take the next step? Because I think he's probably got the most talent out of all of them. But if they can develop those guys, then I think you could have something working for. Like, obviously, they're going to go out in the transfer portal, and they'll find a guard from somewhere. I mean, they're going to bring a point guard in at some point this offseason, but if those bigs can kind of take that next step and be a little bit more consistent than they were coming down the stretch, in Huntley Hatfield's case, kind of take that next step as a player, then I think you could have something if you're Tennessee. But I'm looking at the preseason rankings right now, and you know, the way too early college basketball rankings, and some of them have them in the teens, some of them have them like the 22, 23 range. Not much in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're like a top 20 team still. You know, somewhere in 15 to 20 range, probably. A
lot of love for Arkansas.
Yeah, well, you know, those McDonald's.
That's right.
Those McDonald's bags are full.
Yeah, they are.
Three McDonald's All-Americans, and if Notay comes back, that's the thing. J.D. Notay, I'm interested. I'm not convinced he is going to make it. If he does, then, yeah, they could be preseason number one. The Hogs, baby. But
Woosie Piggy.
That's right. Wait, what'd you say? Woosie Piggy?
I like that a whole lot better than Woo Pig Suey.
Woosie Piggy. I love it.
That was major word vomit on my part. I thought awesome. I nailed it.
Well, yeah, basically you just took the...
Make the T-shirts.
Yes, Woosie Piggy.
I like that. That's much better.
Yeah, that's got to become a T-shirt. Like if Skiatika can become a T-shirt, I think Woosie Piggy can become a T-shirt too.
With Eric Musselman with his shirt off and his sling right on the front.
There's many things you can do with that.
With a pig nose. Yeah. That's awesome. I forget what I was talking about when you just said that. Yeah, but Tennessee, they still could be very good. And who knows? I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, it's exhausting trying to keep up with who's in the portal anymore. There's so many. And there's people who go in the portal and they just never come out. They just stay. Yeah. It's like the movie Tron. You know, you get stuck in a video game forever.
Nice.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges, shout out. So
Jumanji.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, a more modern reference, kind of. Not too much more. So they're good. Can they be great? Yeah, I agree with you. The big thing is huge. Jonas Adu, I mean, he was hurt last year. I agree with you that Huntley Hatfield probably has the most upside. I mean, he's got nice touch.
Yep.
He's got skill. He's huge, athletic. You mentioned, is he going to stay? I mean, that's the thing. Is that big group going to be lightened? They're already lightened by 14th-year departing senior John Fulkerson moving on. And Plavšić, honestly, Plavšić is better than I thought he was going to be after last year. He could make a big step too. Like that's where they could be actually pretty darn good. And you know, again, James Vescovy as seniors, you love that. Those are the kinds of teams that make runs. But then again, that's what I thought this year because they had the right mix of those guys were veterans, good players. Great defense, number two defensive efficiency in the country, and you have this star point guard who can just take over games, and now you don't have that anymore.
We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. By the way, Dustin from Hopkinsville texting in, asking, going back to football, how tough is it going to be in the AFC South? Now that the Colts have Matt Ryan, Trevor Lawrence has another year under his belt, and a coach that doesn't let young women sit in his lap while his wife's at home and the team's on the jet plane back home. And don't forget, Texans quarterback looked good against us. We can't refer to Davis Mills as Texans quarterback. He's reached a level in this league where we got to use his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him Davis.
Yeah, call him Davis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put some respect on his name. A coach who lets a young woman sit on his lap? Is that what we're saying? Okay. He let her. Well, thank you so much, yes. Coach Urban. Okay. But anyway, yeah. Point taken. Is it getting
1, 2, 3 grind.
Yeah. It's amazing with Urban. Like, he should have just stayed in TV.
Yeah.
Because, like, is he going to get a TV job now?
Oh, eventually, yeah. Somebody will give him one.
Yeah, you're probably right. But
maybe not this year, but somebody will eventually.
A little bit of time passes.
I mean, I'm still not convinced that he won't eventually end up back as, like, a head football coach in college.
Yeah. But it would have to be, like, Kansas or something, right? Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know, but the stuff that came out about Jacksonville and the way things have, to me, moved in a good direction, I don't know, man. I think there'd be a lot of hesitation at this point. But I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. You're right, though. As time passes on, he's still been a big-time winner. And if people believe he can still be that, then sure. But his reputation and even, like, think about recruiting and stuff, this is – hurt him.
Oh, it's hurt him. He's a big time winner at the college level. And I just think if he wants to, which I don't know that he does, but if he wants to, sooner or later, somebody might give him another chance. But can't spell Auburn without Urban.
But yeah. See, I don't think something like that could be right. Would a program like that, I guess you never know with them.
Yeah.
Auburn can go just completely off the side rail. But, I don't know. I feel like, yes, he's a big-time winner, but a lot of people have looked at what he did and in light of a lot of things that have happened in the past few years and say, that's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can't approach it that way anymore.
I agree.
I think that's how people are going to look at it.
We'll see. Like, does he want to get back into that, too? That's the other thing. Like, does he want to thrust himself back into the spotlight there? I did not mean to use that phrase.
Interesting verb usage.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Woo-see piggy, baby. Yeah. I don't know.
We've had enough of Urban thrusting himself. I don't think there's any question about that.
Oh, boy.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up, we'll look at the Titans draft situation. Interesting comments yesterday from Tim Hasselbeck on Darren Donovan Chase about the quarterback position. We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.